Finally, today we end our program with Papa Wemba. He is a musician from Congo whose career has risen and fallen over the past two decades. Many Americans first heard of him in the 1990s when he played numerous dates here in the U.S. In 2003, things took a turn for the worse for Papa Wemba. He was convicted and jailed in France for falsifying immigration documents. His career was nearly ruined. But now, as the world's Marco Werman tells us, Papa Wemba is trying to rise again.
No matter what happened in 2003, Papa Wemba says he's unable to stay away from show business.
Moi, la scène, pour moi, c'est quelque part un peu la drogue, quoi. J'aime bien la scène.
Papa Wemba says that for him, the stage is almost like a drug. I love it a lot, he says. Papa Wemba is the king of la rumba congolaise, the notoriously joyous dance music from Congo that's loved worldwide. I sat down to speak with Papa Wemba at a concert in Denmark. He's no longer mobbed by fans when he's overseas. Backstage at the show, he was greeted by a handful of fans. I asked Papa Wemba whether he's at a point in his career where he needs to reinvent himself.
J'étais beaucoup plus resté au parking.
I more or less parked myself after I had all those difficult situations in my life. And now I'm taking charge again. I've got two new albums. One is out. The other is coming out in October. This is my opening for getting back on the world stage.
And Papa Wemba is getting back to business, playing what he knows and loves and does best, rumba congolaise.
Mississippi, Mama na wedi.
Those who know the details of Papa Wemba's arrest have debated whether what he did was wrong or simply a high-profile individual who got caught doing something that many Congolese have done for years. In fact, it's been done so many times that there's a word for it. The Papa Wemba affair was known in Congo as the Affaire Ngulu. Ngulu is derived from the Lingala word, Bangulu. Bangulu refers to non-musicians who get themselves added to the rosters of Congolese traveling bands. They can then qualify for the visas needed to enter foreign countries. French police arrested Papa Wemba in 2003 on charges that he was selling those fake musician identities and visas for about $3,500 per person. The way Papa Wemba describes it, he was just trying to help his fellow Africans.
I didn't do that for money. You know, in Africa, the children of the continent still believe that in the West, the honey flows freely, and their parents encourage them as well to study in Europe and come back to their countries to serve. It's still very hard to get visas, but there are these little methods you can play to obtain them.
Papa Wemba is a dual national, Belgian and Congolese, but he splits his time between Paris and Kinshasa. Since May, he's had only four concerts in Europe and Morocco. Now he's in Congo.
Moi, j'ai la chance de vivre là-bas.
I'm lucky I can be in Congo and pursue my career peacefully. Practically every weekend, I play an open-air show in Kinshasa. I've got to compete in Congo these days with musicians who play my style of music. And outside Congo, I've got to maintain my reputation on the international scene.
Papa Wemba is a devout Catholic. He's spoken and sung about how he was visited by God in his cell during his 3.5 months in prison. So the title of his most recent album seems to merge the two strongest pillars of faith in his life. It's called Notre Père Wemba, or Our Father Wemba. For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
Mirage Borsa, Charlie Makombi.
Oh, kasi mote mananga, naba provision d'amour. Oh, kundi boli mananga, na cimetière ya mote manayo. Yelikia esilinga lokola Maria.
kukumbisango ya liwaya Nazare na matoye ya Yesu Masia.
Jise katanga ni grand Omoni zuli zule mater.
That's it for our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for being with us.
Matoye zalakandesu ya lokumu wa malobaye.